from KQED.
California lawmakers are debating a groundbreaking energy goal to get 100% of the state's electricity from clean sources like solar and wind. It's ambitious. California is second only to Texas in its energy appetite. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer wondered, could California really go completely green?
Let's start with the optimists, the people who say reaching that goal would be no problem. And there's no one more optimistic than Mark Jacobson.
We absolutely do not need natural gas or coal. The costs of solar are so low, costs of wind are very low.
Jacobson teaches environmental engineering at Stanford University. And we're at his Palo Alto home, in his garage, actually. The license plates on his two electric cars say it all.
GHG-free, greenhouse gas-free, and the other is WWS-era, which means wind, water, solar era.
Jacobson has authored study after study on a 100% renewable future. In fact, his work informed California lawmakers when, earlier this year, they introduced a bill that would set a goal of going all renewable by 2045. One way the state could get there is right here in his garage. Four large Tesla batteries mounted on the wall. The solar panels on his roof are charging them.
At night, when there's no more sunlight, the batteries kick in and the electricity that I use in my house is drawn from the batteries.
That's what California could do on a massive scale, he says, as well as using renewables like tidal power or by reducing demand. As you can imagine, Jacobson attracts his fair share of criticism, like earlier this summer.
I felt we were viciously attacked, more than I've ever seen.
Maybe by the fossil fuel industry, you'd think? Actually, no.
There's a saying that academic squabbles are vicious because so little is at stake.
Ken Caldera is a scientist at the Carnegie Institution for Science at Stanford. He co-authored a study questioning Jacobson's research, launching a ferocious Twitter debate. Because in this case, there is a lot at stake. California gets only about a quarter of its electricity from renewables today. So reaching 100% would be a wholesale transformation, one that Caldera agrees with.
We need to have an energy system that doesn't rely on using the sky as a waste dump.
The goal is technically possible, he says, but right now, battery technology is still expensive.
I think the key is to start down that path and keep our options open so when we get to the point where we don't know what to do, hopefully by then we will know what to do.
California lawmakers seem to agree. They changed the bill from 100% renewable to 100% greenhouse gas-free energy. That means it could include nuclear energy, large hydropower dams, or even natural gas power plants if they capture their carbon emissions. It's welcome news to California's electric utilities.
If we're looking for a low-carbon future, I don't think we want to narrow our options.
Lupi Jimenez works on research and development at the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, which is preparing for that future. We're standing next to more than 30 townhouses in Midtown Sacramento that have both solar power and batteries.
There's a ton of potential in storage technology. We understand the prices are going to continue to fall.
Sacramento's utility hasn't taken a position on the 100% clean energy bill. Pacific Gas and Electric currently opposes it unless changes are made, though it won't say what kind of changes. Lawmakers have to decide before the legislative session ends in 1 week. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer.